So I just got this download. I just realized what's happening with the nations. Each nation is fighting against each other, trying to destabilize the other nation, because nations are trying to rule, right? They're trying to be the top dog. And so not only is it happening in nations, it's happening in your personal life, it's happening in jobs. It's a narcissistic, psychopathic system. So they're trying to hold on to power and overtake people and overtake positions and trying to destabilize somebody. They think if they destabilize somebody else, they'll be more stable, but actually it's the opposite. The flesh mind doesn't realize when they destabilize other places or other people, it affects them. So if the USA did destabilize China with the virus, look how it affected the USA. But it's always what's really going on behind the scenes. This is the download of God. I know this is happening. Is they're all fighting to keep their currency the best currency. This is a war for currency. The crypto stuff was introduced as an experiment. And so the nations are fighting to see whose currency and is going to be the top dog. It's kind of like if you go to a church, you go to one denomination, they'll make fun of another denomination. Doesn't matter which one you go to. The Baptists say, oh, them Pentecostals are crazy. The Pentecostals say, oh, them Baptists, they don't have any emotion. And the Methodists say, you know, I'm not going to deal with the Baptists or the Pentecostals. We're just going to follow our tradition. The denominations fight against each other, just like Coke and Pepsi fight against each other, just like Burger King, McDonald's fight, just like the two lawyers fight against each other in the courtroom. But behind the scenes, you see them in the elevator and they're best friends. Hey, let's go have a drink. They're buddies. But in the courtroom, they're fighting. Just like politics, the Democrats, Republicans, they fight on the TV, but behind the scenes, they're buddies, you know. It's all a big game. But the big battle is they're trying to destabilize people. They're trying to destabilize you. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? But even on a personal level, when you see the game and you overcome that and you don't let the gossip, the backbiting, the lies, the fake reality, all the attacks destabilize you, then what happens? You start to step out of your situation and you see other people who they're trying to destabilize and you reach your hand down to try to help them. And then it goes even higher. You might reach down and try to stabilize your city because you got cities fighting against you. It's just principalities and powers at every level trying to destabilize. And so states trying to, you know, one state wants all this money and wants all the influx of jobs. Another state's trying to fight. It's all the same game from a house to a church to a job to a city to a state to a nation. The whole world is under this fighting to destabilize other people or something else to keep them stable, keep them floating. They're trying to destabilize your ship, your body ship, your mind ship, your soul, your heart. They want to destabilize you because something in them thinks, well, if they destabilize you, that they'll be stable. But it don't work that way. If you destabilize people around you, it affects you whether you know it or not. So it's an upside down world. The flesh mind is upside down. The best thing is to have your neighbors stable, to stabilize your people, to stabilize the people around you, to teach people to be stable. And if they're stable, then you can be stable. But see, it comes down to this. The flesh mind doesn't like peace and stability. The flesh mind wants drama and chaos because it's bored. But when you're bored, why not grow on the inside? Yeah, things get monotonous. Yes, things get boring. But why not, when you're bored, create some kind of hobby or pattern or improve yourself or do something beneficial for yourself or somebody else. Create something that helps people if you're bored. Not destroy people. Not destroy yourself. If you're, a lot of people, they have bad habits because they're bored. Get rid of the bad habits and do good habits. I mean, somebody has, if we do bad habits, it's because we've been mind controlled by somebody. Why not just do something good for yourself instead of something bad? It's really simple, but it's so hard to believe because you really want to think that people have good intentions. But there's a lot of people in this world that don't have good intentions. And they're trying to destabilize another person so that they can be stable, which is totally insane. It doesn't work that way. But that's the way they do. And it goes back to that old saying, if you rise above, they try to pull you down. If you go below, they step on you. Instead of pulling you up, they just step on you. They want you mediocre. They don't want you rising up at all because they want to pull you down. But you can still rise up no matter how. One can take down 1,000. Two can take down 10,000. It's really about controlling yourself. And other people around you can't stop you.